Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How can you cheer for your team and want them to win, but at the same time cheer for your team and want them to lose?
Exactly.
And as we talk about where this Falcon football team is, many of you go, Dukes and Bell, man, they're 2-6. I hear you. I know what the record is. But how can you cheer for them to win, but at the same time cheer for them to lose? What is it? Which one is it? And if it's one or the other, why? If it's to win, which is what the objective is in sports, then I get that. But if it's to lose, explain to me how losing, okay? Unless you're doing a complete reset, Mike, and we've talked about this, I don't think this franchise is going to do that. I'm not convinced that that's going to happen. When I say a complete reset, you're moving on from, as Steve Koonin said, your aging veterans, not specifically talking about the Falcons, he was talking about the Hawks, but you move on from your aging veterans, you have a complete overhaul. I don't believe that's going to happen. So what is losing ultimately going to do for us, even if we do have a top five pick, when you're not doing a complete reset?
And that's the conundrum. But I mean, look, it's human nature as a fan. I said this the other day, to want something sparkly and new. Okay, you've been driving a car for a couple of years, a new model comes out, you're like, ooh, ah. So it's, and it's,
is this like men with middle age?
By the way,
is this the same thing?
I just had a conversation with a local car dealer. I might not get a new Corvette till 2022, which is music to Becky's ears. There's a lot of backlog. But anyway, but you want the new stuff. And it's not a disrespectful thing to Matt. It's just human nature. As we said, Matt has done some great things in this city. Greatest of all, the greatest Falcon quarterback to ever dress out, bar none. Julio, greatest Falcon wide receiver, bar none. Well, you know, he's going to the Hall of Fame. And Matt, if the numbers keep up, he's going to the Hall of Fame too. But it's just, but when you don't win and you're not winning the Super Bowl, and again, we're not rehashing 2016, but you're not going anywhere. And that's what Steve said. I think we could agree. You know, we should have been in the playoffs this year for the Hawks, and the turnaround would have been even quicker.
Right.
But when you're not winning, not losing, you are no man's land. You literally are. You are in like this like twilight zone, and that's where the Falcons are right now. So here's what I'm going to do now. I'm going to get off the trades, which are impossible anyway. I'm just going to say, find the best defensive coach and general manager who can find some talent.
Okay.
Get a new offensive coordinator, and let's just hope we can build a rock'em sock'em defense, which almost happened for us in 1 year in 16 with the rookies. And let's get this team back into playoffs and maximize this talent. Let's get a big running back. If you can keep Todd in the mix, that'd be, imagine the 1-2 punch. You know, but the problem is, Carl, we don't have the money for free agency because of the cap. So this goes back to, again, it's like a yin and a yang in your brain, right, when we argue about this, because it comes back to the money and what you can and can't do.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of Falcon fans who are conflicted with this. Last night, it was interesting. You know, I'm getting messages and people hit me up saying, I really don't want to win tonight. And I'm like, that why? Like I get the whole record thing and you feel like this is, you know, a lost cause. But there's nobody in that locker room that feels that way. And I know, you know, that it's hard to relate to that because, again, you're not in that locker room. But Calvin really don't feel that way. I can guarantee you Grady don't feel that way. Okay? So when you start saying, like, I want them to lose, I have a hard time understanding that. I would rather win, okay, not be the laughingstock of jokes, not be the butt of jokes around the country, Mike, not be the memes, have the memes all about our team that we've seen over the last 5 or 6 weeks. I don't want any part of
that. Did you watch the pregame last night?
I did.
So I'm out there, I'm just drinking a brew, and I come inside, and pregame just, it seems like the Thursday night football game takes forever to get going. All the jokes
wait,
about
wait,
the
real
Falcons.
Quick, you know what Michelle said? She was like, is this the freaking Super Bowl? It was funny. She was like, when's this game going to start?
No, I'm with the same mindset. I mean, it just goes, I don't watch pregame because we talk football all week, so we know everything. The only thing you're going to need is a last-minute injury. Pregame shows are the stupidest thing now.
You thought they took shots at us.
It was all, because guess what? We deserved it all.
Yeah.
But don't you hate being a punching bag? But this goes back to your first question. Do you want to stay the course and hope we can augment the star players with guys that fit? Or you say, guess what? With the star players, we're not doing starts with an S, ends with a T. So what's the point? Because but all that reinforced last night, watching Fox, all the our NFL Network, all the same stupid, corny jokes about how crap we are.
Yeah, I saw that. Specifically, you know what it was? I think, and guys, you may have seen this as well. Text us and let us know if you saw this last night. It was like the video intro before they go to Troy and company.
Right.
And it was, you know, the Falcons can't win close games. You know,
and
that whole thing.
And even when they don't want to score a touchdown, they do. It's like like a giant banana peel. They did this whole NASCAR thing because Jeff Gordon narrated a segment where they applied like NASCAR paint schemes to all different teams in the NFC South. And we're the chokers. We're the chokers who can't get out of our own way. That's our tag. So that's why, to your point, guys, some guys say, oh, the hell with this. Let's blow the thing up.
What do you guys think? You want to see them win? You want to see them lose? Or you're cheering for them when they're winning, but you really hope they lose. Or do you want to see them lose
honestly,
and not win?
I'm the middle. Is that option B? Put
yes.
me down for B, because that was me last night.
Because it's the hardest thing, I think, that we're dealing with right now, because you feel like we're completely out of the picture. And I don't know if we are.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.